session. We have John, Kevin, and Jason, and we are going to discuss the upcoming BizCon Mississauga event on March 2023. And also, we are going to discuss what to expect here and what are some of the training and educational programs that are offered here in addition to networking for the business owners. So, John, let's start with you. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. You know, it's always such a pleasure to be on here with you and to be able to talk to, you know, the network of business owners and the multicultural community. You know, we're all about helping to support, you know, entrepreneurship, business owners, both locally and across, you know, Canada. And, you know, I think the work that you're doing for the business owner and entrepreneur community is great. And we're so happy to be associated with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, you know, we're really excited about our upcoming event here, which is happening on March 22nd at the Mississauga Convention Center. It'll be the sixth annual event that we're producing in Mississauga. Always a very, very big event and, you know, one of the most anticipated business owner and entrepreneurial networking events that happen in the region. So at this particular event, you know, first thing you're going to notice is a very, very large trade show, over 70 exhibitors there, all businesses there to support your business. And you know, it's just a great opportunity to kind of approach new verticals and see like the latest, most innovative, you know, business development products and services on the trade show hall floor. But certainly, you know, there's some other elements about coming out to this event, that are of high, high value. One of which is our, pre-event workshop, which is a doozy this year. So we're putting on social media marketing school. We have, you know, a couple industry leading experts, you know, Kevin with NSM Brand Media and Jason here with Merged Media. They're going to be putting on their talk. These guys eat, live, breathe, sleep this social media marketing stuff. And, you know, if you're in business, it is your business to be there because, you know, social media marketing is arguably, you know, some of the best marketing that you can do for your business in this day and age. So we're super excited to be hosting these guys. You know, we're super grateful to have them in our pre-event workshops, and I think it's going to be incredibly high value and some of your best investment in both business networking and your time to get out to BizCon, you know, sit in on social media marketing school, learn from these experts free at the event, and then walk the trade show hall floor, meet with all the resources that you need for your business. And then network with literally hundreds of like-minded business owners, executives, and entrepreneurs just there to make connections and to meet new people and to, you know, expand their networks.
That's awesome, John. Since last time we spoke and since we announced BizCon Mississauga through Canadian Business Owner, we have been receiving quite a lot of messages and it shows up interest that they've been asking more information and we've been directing them to bizcon.ca so they could learn more and register themselves to reserve their spot. There's quite a bit of excitement and momentum for many different business owners from different backgrounds of industries to attend and they look forward to. And we told them that we will be there, we will we have a presence there, we will be speaking, we will have the exhibit, and we will be meeting a lot of other business owners. And now that we are discussing the pre-event workshop, so that's another exciting part because education is the key and technology and social media is evolving so frequently. Our experts will share some light on specific on it, but it's needed for business owners to come out and find out what is the best way and the latest ways to take their business to the next level. So, with that, we go to Kevin. Welcome, Kevin. Glad to have you with us. If you could introduce some of the great work that you do for our audience and what we can expect from your participation at the BizCon Mississauga.
It's really nice to meet you, Rasheed, and Jason. Look forward to meeting you in Mississauga as well, and to seeing you again, John. It's nice to be a part of the discussion, so thanks for the invitation. I'm the president of a company called NSM Brand Media. Our primary objective is helping small to mid-sized business owners with social media marketing and content creation. But I also do a lot of keynote speaking and coaching on strategic marketing and matters of mindset related, especially to small business. My history is more in the traditional, if there is such a thing, media, specifically in radio and TV, for, well, longer than I care to admit, because the years are piling up. And what to expect from what we bring to the table? Well, hopefully something entertaining and engaging, even for those who may not necessarily want to dive right into this topic. For those who do, I really hope and expect that I can contribute something that's just really down to earth and actionable. I have what I think is a really simple take on all of this, that social media seems to be viewed by a lot of us in small to mid-sized business as this whole sort of separate animal, this big beast that needs its own separate kind of system or tools or budgets to attack. And you can certainly do that depending on what you want to do. But I just view it as one of many tools that some human beings use to communicate. Some choose to try to communicate their business using that tool. Social media is a tool, just like picking up the phone and making cold calls or radio or TV or business cards or trade show displays. Social media is one form of communication. So in terms of trying to communicate your business to other people that you're hoping might become clients or customers, the big question that I try to help people answer is, why would they care? Other than the Super Bowl, I don't think people turn on the TV specifically to watch the commercials. So why would somebody open up social media specifically to see your sales offers? Usually when I put it that way, I get blank stares and say, hey, just relax. It's my job to help you figure that out. I contend that we don't communicate and connect with each other as human beings the way we advertise at each other. So how can we communicate and connect like human beings would, in a way that's relatable and engaging and that people may care about, mixed in with our sales offers and calls to action? The question that I get the most with what we do and what I was getting when I was speaking regularly prior to the pandemic, and now thankfully that's coming back now, the question from business owners didn't really have anything to do with what should I budget or how does the algorithm work or should I do Google ads or Facebook pay-per-click. The question that I got most and continue to get most from business owners is, what do I say? They don't know what to say. It's like when you were back in school and you have that essay due and you're just staring at that blank paper, the blank screen, and what do I write? And so it's intimidating to a lot of people when Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or choose your LinkedIn, whatever it is, wants something new every day or every week or multiple times a day, and people are busy with just trying to run their businesses and keep their lives pieced together, right? So we try to make it really down to earth and fun and engaging and actionable to help answer some of those questions in a really simple and effective way. So that's what I plan to bring to Mississauga.
That's very great. And I just noticed one takeaway from what you just said for me and for our listeners and those who watch or listen, that you don't communicate at your audience, you communicate with them, right? So you don't throw advertising at them. We communicate with each other. We, as people, we connect with each other. So that with part is important that you mentioned, that we have to find how to communicate with people on social media rather than throwing ads or without communicating human to human. So that's a very good point.
Yeah, well, we need to ask for the order sooner or later, right? But it's called social media, not sales media. And one of the things that I can share as a takeaway is that we look at it as like treating your social media almost like it's a sales rep for you. That if you've ever worked in sales, you would know that it's, for most of those kinds of roles, it's a very small percentage of the communication that's actually asking for the order. Most of it is getting to know each other and finding out about each other's businesses and lives and kids and all of those kinds of things, and just building relationships. Yes. So I mean, we're not the best fit for everyone. That's why there are all kinds of different sorts of businesses and offers available. But for us, we like to really work with people who just want to build relationships. And then when a fit is established, to know how and when to make the invitation to maybe do business together. Just try again, to boil it down and make it really simple. But you can say that it's simple on the surface, but that question still comes back down to like, what do I say and how do I make it look and how often do I say it and how often do I share it and what channels should I be on and on and on and on. So I think between Jason and myself, we'll try to give people as many good answers to those questions as we possibly can.
We look forward, and we remind everyone once again to register on bizcon.ca. Make sure you have your spot reserved so you could attend and learn and also connect and build relationship on March 22nd at BizCon Mississauga. So with that, now we are going to welcome Jason. Hi, Jason. Glad to have you here.
Great to be here and great to meet you guys. I'm super pumped to be back at BizCon this year. I think Kevin touched on some great points, and I love what Kevin is saying. And I think there's going to be some, not so much overlap necessarily, but definitely the same sort of sentiment. Nobody wants to open up their social media to be fluttered with ads and advertisements and sold to. They want a good user experience, and that's mm-hmm. key. And there's a way you can provide that and sell at the same time. Yeah. And one of the ways to do that is to create familiarity with your audience, right? People need to know you, they need to like you, they need to trust you. And then they're going to stop from scrolling and maybe take that action you want them to take. So there's the branding side of it, which is, you know, creating that content and knowing what to say, which is important. And then there's like driving that traffic to that call to action and putting money in your pocket. And, you know, I think you're going to get a lot of value from the presentation because it touches on both. It's that like top of funnel, you know, knowing what to say and the messaging. And then what the part that I'm going to be focusing in on is really driving that conversion and driving that conversation and how you can make a seamless transition from piece of content to conversation. Okay. And I guess I'll introduce myself. My name is Jason Hunt, and I'm a co-founder at Merged Media. Merged Media is a combination of companies. I merged it with a couple other companies to form Merged Media. My business partner, Todd Foster, ran an SEO company. If you've been to BizCon in the past, you would have seen Cassio. That was Todd's company. He merged it into mine, which was Fresh Crowd at the time, and we formed Merged Media. I speak a lot at conferences throughout the world. I'll be taking off on Sunday to go to LeedsCon in Las Vegas. It's a big lead generation conference. And I'll also be speaking at AdWorld on March 29th and 30th. So definitely check that out. But aside from that, the 22nd, I think, is going to be awesome because it's going to be a really good opportunity for business owners to get the most in terms of what's happening in social media now, because the things that I talked about in BizCon in the past are no longer relevant today. And that's important. And what you're going to get, one of the big takeaways that you will get on the 22nd is that takeaway that social media has changed and there's new things you need to do because old things you did last year no longer work anymore.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for making those points and highlighting them. One of the concerns or questions that we get a lot, and I think all of us are in the past couple of months, I think literally with the beginning of 2023, the chat GP3 thing is kind of flooding everywhere now, like a couple years ago, or maybe like 5 years. I forgot. When was it? Like there was an app for this, app for that. Now they say there's an AI for this, AI for that. There's the chat GPT-3 for this thing and that thing. So I'm sure the audience who will attend and participate, they will also be curious to learn from both of you what to do with this new thing. And is this real? Is this going to stay or is it going to go away? Does it have business value or is it just another distraction? One of the other observation I have is that how business owners or in general we as human beings maintain our confidence level when everything sounds smarter with these AI and ChatGPT. So if everything is written in a fast and fancy way, better than we assume to been doing it in the past, how do we maintain the confidence of our brand and ourselves and the mindset that Kevin mentioned earlier? I think those will be some interesting questions and conversation that we could learn from both of you to plan out the rest of this year and going forward in the future.
Yeah, and just to the kind of second on that, like, there has been a lot of kind of noise lately regarding, you know, like AI and automation and things like that. But I think, you know, what's clear is that people tend to respond to the human element. I think, you know, I'm getting a lot of that kind of theme with this call that we're having, is that, you know, even with the experts in the social media space, you know, a lot of that is bringing it back to like that human element and, you know, being personal with your audience and, you know, showing your human side and being more conversational, right? Which is something I don't feel like AI is able to do, at least not yet. And kind of that's the magic about our, you know, in-person stuff and our networking events, right? The magic of, you know, BizCon is that human element, that person to person contact, where, you know, you're standing in front of a real person, you're able to have a real conversation, you're able to, you know, establish a real relationship with somebody that is genuine, that's beyond just your, you know, for lack of a better term, your unnatural kind of, you know, robotic market, right? And that's really the magic of these kinds of events. And I think what's really clear here is that, you know, the in-person marketing and the ability to get out there and to network is going to be some of your most well-spent time this year.
Definitely. And I've been participating at quite a few different programs this year and towards the, I think the last part of last year, since the limitations of COVID pandemic things were lifted, the restrictions. And there is so much interest in seeing each other back in person. I think we took in person relationship building for granted in the past. And one of the great things that happened after pandemic, not the pandemic itself, but the things that happened after it that make it appreciate more how important relationship building is, communication and connection building and connecting in general. And of course, with social media, it still helps to hybrid that connection, but then it also helps us to crave and look forward to actually meeting in person. Like all of us here now, we are in this conversation, but we are looking forward to see in person and do that handshake that matters, that firms that connection that is not possible with Zoom or audio or video or anything else or a picture online. So we really have been blessed after pandemic to appreciate the value of human connections, and BizCon, Mississauga, and other events that are rolling out by BizCon this year. And it is a great opportunity. We once again remind everyone, if you haven't registered yet, visit bizcon.ca, register, and invite your colleagues and business connections as well to come with you. And once again, what is the timeline? What is the hours, John?
BizCon takes place at the Mississauga Convention Center on March 22nd. The event starts at 1 p.m. and runs until 5.
Awesome. Kevin, before we wrap up, you have any closing remarks?
Anything just excited you want to add? I'll echo what you were just sharing, Rashid. It's just such a pleasure to get back in the room with people again. And I'm excited to meet you and Jason to meet you and to hear your presentation. I think they're going to be very complimentary. In fact, why don't we connect beforehand and to make sure that that's the case, to make sure that we deliver maximum impact with what we're bringing to the group. And John, it's always a pleasure to be associated with you. We're really excited about it and looking forward to it.
Awesome. Likewise. Thank you, Kevin. Jason, any closing remarks?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely get there at 1 p.m. Make sure you set your schedule up so you're not late for any of the presentations. I know historically a lot of people are there for the vendors, which is awesome, and the networking, but definitely get there early in 1 o'clock so you don't miss our presentations, Kevin and myself. And one thing about these conferences is, and well, ChatGPT, you bring it up there a second ago, ChatGPT can do a lot of things in business. It's an extension of the brain as I look at it as, but you still need that human element. And one thing ChatGPT can't do is shake hands. So we're doing a lot of that at the BizCon Expo on the 22nd. So looking forward to that. And Kevin, definitely let's connect beforehand for sure.
Awesome. John, any closing reminders?
You know what? Just, you know, we like to say, if you're in business, it is your business to be there. You'd be doing your business an extreme disservice to not attend BizCon in Mississauga this year. It's going to be a massive event. Once again, guys, over 70 exhibitors there to support your business, hundreds of business owners, executives, entrepreneurs, investors there to network with. Make sure to go to bizcon.ca, grab your ticket, reserve your space. We look forward to seeing you there on March 22nd.
Beautiful. We will conclude today's conversation, and we look forward to seeing everyone in person March 22nd, Mississauga Convention Center. Thanks, guys, and have a great day.
Thank you.